You're tuned to the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. I'm Mr. Fine Wine. I'll be here for 1 hour spinning Soul 45s, and oh my gosh, do I have some great records to play for you tonight. I'll be paying tribute to a kind of obscure outfit from Detroit. I'll play a bunch of their records. You'll have to wait to find out who. Some other great stuff, too. Soul 45s on a Friday night here on WFMU.
My man. break my heart for. Ay, 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 ay,
she's the best in the world. Everybody sing.
You say, all right. And I bet she's the best girl in the world. Ooh, you say, and I bet she's the best girl in the world.
But she's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
She's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
She's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, it's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, it's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU Soul 45s, every Friday night from 8 to 9 p.m. In the background, from the west side of Detroit, the Checkmates with West Side Whiz. Another Detroit act, the Rivals did She's Mine on the Puff label. Shy Lights out of Chicago, different song called She's Mine. Arabians, Take Me, All Tears, No End, and the queen, the godmother, as they called her, godmother of Detroit soul, Johnny Mae Matthews, Don't Talk About My Man, on Diamond Jim Reilly's Big D label. Admirals did the instrumental at the very beginning of the show called In the Basement. Speaking of Diamond Jim Reilly's Big D label, so the group that I'm about to play tribute to recorded for Diamond Jim Reilly, but for another label of his called Diamond Jim. They made about 5 records for the Diamond Jim label. They made another one for the Ranger label, which I don't have, but I'm going to play 8 sides of theirs in all. I'll talk more about them midway through, but here are EJ and the Echoes on the Downtown Soulville Show.
I know you're gonna need my loving, and it won't be
walked out of the door. And on that day, yeah, when I up and leave, you can bet your life that I won't be back no more. Yeah, that makes a difference. You see, I love you so much, I don't care what I am. Hey now, what are you supposed to do when you find out that your love is untrue?
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Some of the recordings of the Michigan group EJ and the Echoes. So there's not a lot of information online about EJ and the Echoes. From what I can tell, they were a self-contained rock band, rock and roll band, possibly from Saginaw. At least EJ himself was from Saginaw, Michigan. He was the band leader and guitarist and did some backing vocals. EJ Gronda was his name. Other members were Bobby Genajeski, Ron Richards, and Joe Doyle. And they had a black lead singer named Manuel B. Holcomb, who also recorded a few singles under his own name. But all these sides of EJ and the Echoes that I've played are on the Diamond Jim label. And one thing that's interesting, or that sets them apart from a lot of the Detroit Soul recordings of the same era, is that, as far as I can tell, none of the Funk Brothers are playing on these records. It's just this self-contained rock and roll band, EJ and the Echoes, playing all the instruments with Manuel B. Holcomb singing. We've got four more sides of theirs to play. Here are EJ and the Echoes on the Downtown Soulville Show.
I got a half a pack of cigarettes, 36 cents in change. My old wristwatch won't keep up with the time. I barely made it through yesterday.
known source. Unknown source. It keeps getting worse and worse.
Worse.
I should have seen a doctor about a month ago. This way, bigger, bigger mama had this much to say.
No!
Mr. Fine Wine here, Downtown Soulville radio program, WFMU. So, four more sides by the kind of mysterious Michigan group, maybe Saginaw, with some Detroit thrown in. EJ and the Echoes, featuring the lead vocals of Manuel B. Holcomb, who I know of three singles of his on the same label that just came out under his name. Maybe I'll... One of them I like better than the others. Maybe I'll try to pull that out in the weeks ahead. But I think EJ and the Echoes are a unique Detroit outfit, and they left behind a body of work that's pretty interesting and varied, in my opinion. That last one, I Had a Hard Time. Before that, End of Our Love, Put a Smile on Your Face, and If You Just Love Me. I think there's only one side of theirs that I did not play because I... don't care for it that much. And then there's the other 45 that I don't have, and I've never heard, actually, on the Ranger label. All those, once again, on the Diamond Jim label from Detroit. Let's hear right now from Judy Clay on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Ooh, ooh, I don't need no man. Kiss me, oh so sweet. Tell you God, no, she can't be beat. She was a dealin', you better get you one. Cruising around town in my Cadillac, hey, got the gang all with me and a gal one way. Groovin' mellow, that's the way I feel. Riding and sporting in my automobile. It's a dealer, and you better get you one.
Try and quit it. Look at that woman over there. got a baby.
That's going to do it for another week's Downtown Soulville Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening. We just heard from the Soul Chargers featuring William Wright. That was called Charge It Up, Baby. James Knight and the Butlers, Save Me. Both those from Florida. As is this one in the background right now, Hot Chili by Nat Kendrick and the Swans. Soul Brothers 6 did Drive, Bobby Williams and his Markings. Another Florida record. It's a dilly. Georgie Woods and Jimmy Bishop, both of those Philadelphia radio DJs. Ooh Ow Part 2. And Judy Clay on the Stax label. It takes a lot of good love. I'll be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
in which Puritan articles are drafted, dream, and signed into law. Whaling Center! New Bedford Whaling Center! Whaling Center! Take the kids to the Whaling Center! Smiling Governor Phipps removes his mask! Smiling Governor Weld removes his mask! Smiling Governor Baker puts his apron on, pulling witch cake after witch cake out of the oven. Commemorate. A sign is erected in place to commemorate.